الرحيم. These are the words of our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Mulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh. These words are being recited not for some sort of entertainment and enjoyment, just for the sake of listening, but rather, as Hazrat tells us repeatedly, these are wa'az, advice and admonition in the form of shi'r and poetry, containing deep meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to take inspiration from these words. Bismillah ar-Rahman.
Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar, rooh ko noor e taqwa se tu shad kar, rooh ko noor taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs e dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar, nafs e dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar, dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar, dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar, hamd se us zubaan ko tu hamad kar, hamd se us zubaan ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chokhat pe unki tu sajjad kar, sar ko chokhat pe unki tu sajjad kar, apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar, rooh ko noor e taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs e dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar, qalb o jaan ko qalb o jaan ko to us dar pe abad kar, qalb o jaan ko to us dar pe abad kar, aur sukoon e dil o jaan ko khallad kar, aur sukoon e dil o jaan ko khallad kar, apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar, apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar, apni rab ki khushi se dil abaad kar, apne rab ki khushi se dil abaad kar, apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar, rooh ke noor e taqwa se tu shad kar, rooh ko noor e taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs e dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar, nafs e dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارزقني حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عملي يبلغني حبك أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Most respected of my kiram, brothers and elders, Allah Ta'ala bless us with this Mubarak month of Ramadan, which is fast leaving us. These are the last few days and nights that are left of this month. Whether we are still around before it's gone, we don't know. But whatever time we have, let us try to treasure this time and use it to the best and try to maximize the benefit that we can take from this Mubarak month. Allah Ta'ala created us as insan, and one part of us is our physical self, the body of this insan. So this body is also very important, because this body is what's going to do the various actions. This body is going to bow down and make sajda to Allah Ta'ala. This body is going to walk to the masjid. This body is going to make the effort of deen. This tongue that is part one limb of this body is going to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And likewise, it is this body that is going to be able to do what is going to take a person closer to Allah Ta'ala in form of all the actions. So therefore, this body has to be cared for. And if a person deliberately neglects it to the point that he doesn't feed it at all, doesn't eat anything, doesn't drink anything, despite that food being available, that drink being available, and if as a result of not feeding oneself at all, if one loses his life, he'll be guilty of suicide, which is a very major sin. So this highlights the importance of even this physical self, that it cannot be neglected, cannot be just abandoned. One has to care for it. But this entire body, it will only function as long as that ruh is in it. No matter how well a person cares for it, no matter what he does, what kind of good food he might have, how excellent medical treatment he might be able to afford and acquire for himself, but if that ruh leaves, then all these limbs and organs will cease to function completely. This body, as important as it is while a person is alive, but after a time comes when his moment of death arrives, then this body will eventually perish in the grave. After his life is gone, he'll be buried, and this body will become the food for the ants of the grave. No matter how well he looked after it, what kind of body building he might have done, and whatever else might have happened, but this will eventually perish in the grave, become the food of the ants of the grave. This body is perishable, but the ruh will continue to exist. The ruh existed before the body came into being. The ruh was already created and was in alam-e-arwah. Allah Ta'ala had gathered all the souls. Then the time came when that soul was transferred into this body. And the time will come when this ruh will leave, this body will be left in the cover and become the food of the ants. But this ruh will continue. So this body is fani, perishable, and this ruh is baqi. It wasn't existing, Allah created it.
but it will now continue to exist. It's baqi. And on the day of Qiyamah, a new body it will be put into. Same person, but new body. And then in the Akhirat, it will be a new body. Same person, but not the same physical self that was here. Allah grants him Jannat. In Jannat, the height of the Jannat is will be 60 hands, 60 hand lengths. So it's a different physical self, but the same Ruh is continuing, the same person. So now this body is going to perish, but the Ruh is going to continue. And it is based on this Ruh that what happens after this person has left this dunya, based on this Ruh is going to depend what's going to take place with him. Either he's going to be enjoying the ni'mats of Jannat already in his qabr, where he will start being blessed with the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that grave, where the bedding of Jannah will be brought for him, and the cool breeze of Jannah will already open out into his grave, and he will be told, Nam ka naumatil arus, you sleep like a bride sleeps, nobody disturbs. So all these bounties and ni'mats will depend what that ruh condition of that ruh is. And on the day of Qiyamah, when the person now will be resurrected, then it will depend on what was the condition of the ruh. And if that ruh was a very good ruh, was filled with nur, with iman and the nur of taqwa, then that person now will start being blessed on the day of Qiyamah with the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala and his book of deeds in his right hand, and then the declaration of forgiveness when his good deeds will outweigh anything else on the other side, and then inshallah the shafa'at of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then crossing the pul sirat with the speed of lightning, and then inshallah entry into Jannat. And then depending on that extent of the goodness in that ruh, the various levels of Jannat, Allah Ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus. So this is when that ruh was now made that kind of ruh in dunya already. The kind of a'mal that a person performed, how he submitted himself to Allah Ta'ala, what extent of mujahada he made to crush those haram desires. Every time he crushed that haram desire, that heart lit up with nur. When he crushed it for Allah Ta'ala. Like in the Hadith Sharif, which is repeatedly quoted, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, that An-Nawru sahmum min sihami iblisa masmum. That this haram glance is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. And the one who will forsake it, forsaking is not just something that, well, he just flipped the page. It took a lot. There was a mujahada, there was a great amount of struggle. There was a huge tug of war within himself. But he didn't succumb. So, man tarakaha makhafati. Allah Ta'ala says, the one who will forsake that haram glance out of my fear, out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So now what will happen to that heart? And what will happen to that ruh? أَبْدَلْتُ بِهَا إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. That ruh will light up in such a way that Allah Ta'ala says that I will bless him with such sweetness of iman that he will taste that sweetness in his heart. That will be the taste that has come into his ruh. That has become the sweetest taste that a person can taste. The muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. So where that came from? It came from that mujahada. It came from that struggle, from that effort to crush the haram desire. So that haram desire, he didn't succumb to it. So now that ruh lit up. That ruh now got more closer to Allah Ta'ala. So now that is the ruh that will be blessed in all this. But Allah forbid if the opposite took place, that ruh was now neglected, the heart was engulfed in darkness, as a result of neglecting the commands of Allah Ta'ala, neglecting the Mubarak way of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, indulging in haram, not looking after the gaze, looking at all kinds of evil and filth, not caring for the tongue, speaking obscenity, vulgarity, lying, backbiting, not being concerned about what is going to be pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and what is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala, just headlong into anything and everything. So Allah forbid, that's going to be a very difficult journey. From the time of already this ruh departing from this soul, from this body, the azab commences. Already the person can see the angels of azab approaching. And Allah forbid, what might be the experience when that ruh is being just dragged out? One example that is given in the narration is like a silken cloth dragged over a thorny bush. A silk is very, very fine and very delicate. And our thorny bush, it catches everything. It'll catch even a coarse cloth. What about something as delicate and fine as silk? It'll catch every fiber of it. And now this is going to be dragged out of it. It'll be shredded. Now, imagine that happening to that ruh. What might be experienced at that time? Allah save us from that. And then what's going to happen in the qabr? When the person is asked the questions in the grave and he can't answer because of his what he did to the ruh while he was still alive. How he neglected the ruh and the darkness that he engulfed it in. And then on the day of qiyamah, what he will have to meet and face. Allah save us. And then if he didn't pass in the questionings on the day of qiyamah, and his scales of bad deeds were heavier, and the decision is made for him to end up in Jahannam, nobody can save him at that time from that punishment. Even if a person in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, if he'll want to do this, if he could have had the whole world full of gold, he owned it. Not just one small room full of gold, not one town full of gold, or the country full of gold, the whole world full of gold. If he could use that to ransom himself, he'll do it, he'll give it. But even if he could do that too, nothing is going to help on that day. So now this is the time to make that ruh. And the nourishment of this ruh is the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. When the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes in this ruh, then this will now very easily move in the direction of everything that will feed it further, nourish it, that will brighten it. It starts off with this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. So everything is dependent on how this ruh is treated. Because this body is going to perish. It's like now the person is feeding the horse, and he's caring for the horse, and he's everything he's doing for the horse, and he's starving the rider. Now there's a lengthy journey, and the rider is being starved. So now how far that journey is going to carry on, the rider is going to carry on, he'll fall off barely a few meters away, because he's starved. So the issue is we've changed the whole thing. We have to care for both, but we put all the focus only on the body and neglected the ruh. And Allah forbid, the reality when it opens out, if it's too late, opens out in the day of after the person's life is gone, then what did I do? I wasted my life. I took care of the body. I was all the time concerned about strengthening the physical self and adorning it and beautifying it and making myself look very, very attractive and presentable to the whole world. But the ruh was getting darker by the moment, was becoming more ugly, and now I put myself in this terrible disaster. So now the nourishment of this ruh is the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif regarding the mu'mineen, the believers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, that those who have iman, the true mu'mineen, then they are, their love for Allah Ta'ala is far greater. They have an attachment to things Allah created for them as well. That's Allah Ta'ala's nizam and system in this dunya, but at the same time, despite their attachment to what Allah has blessed them with, their families, even their possessions, but their love for Allah Ta'ala is far greater. And therefore, they don't sacrifice that love for anybody or anything. They don't compromise that love for anyone or anything. Because that is going to determine what's happening, what's going to happen to that ruh. If they compromise that, that ruh is going to be now affected negatively. And that's going to create problems for the person at the time of maut, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah. So this is the crux of the whole thing, that to what extent we've developed, acquired and developed this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, which will drive us in every good and save us and drive us away from all the evils and vices. Now this Mubarak month of Ramadan came, and in this month Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this fasting, this very special ibadat. And regarding this fasting, Allah Ta'ala says, "As-sawmu li wa ana ujza bi fi riwayatin." One way in which this has been narrated is, "As-sawmu li," fasting is for me alone, "wa ana ujzi bi," I myself will give the reward for it, because this is beyond any other angel. When I myself will give the reward, such a great reward. And one way in which this has been narrated is, "wana udzabi," I myself am the reward. Meaning the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the connection with Allah Ta'ala. Now that is that connection, that muhabbat, which this entire month of Ramadan was for, this fasting was for. The question is, to what extent we have acquired this in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Days have already now passed, barely have, we can call it hours left. So now this is the thing to reflect upon, that to what extent I've developed, acquired and developed this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Because the month of Ramadan will pass, that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala must carry on. That is taqwa. The words may be different, it all, the sum total is the same. It's taqwa that the month of Ramadan Allah Ta'ala gave us the fast, the same muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Because that is then what's going to drive him towards everything Allah is pleased with, and save him from everything Allah is displeased with. And Allah forbid, if he slips somewhere, it's that muhabbat of Allah will drive him to immediately make tawbah. So this is the question, this is the thing, the point for us to reflect on, that this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, how much I acquired, what effort I made for it. So how is this going to be acquired? So one is, mashallah, we were given this opportunity, this month of Ramadan. Everything that a person does which will bring him closer to Allah Ta'ala. What's going to bring him closer to Allah Ta'ala? All the a'mal that Allah Ta'ala loves. Allah Ta'ala loves salah. So now how much he engages in salah, that will bring him closer to Allah Ta'ala. That will inculcate that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Initially this will be the effort to make, to bring that muhabbat. That he now pushes himself in amal. He exerts himself. He may not be inclined to some things, he pushes himself to do it. So now he's performing salah regularly, 5 times a day. No compromise on it. Regardless of whatever the feelings might be at that time, at the time of Fajr, feeling lazy, feeling tired, feeling very sleepy. But come what may, I will wake up and get to the house of Allah Ta'ala and perform the Fajr Salah. The Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. So he's making sure that that happens without fail. Each time he pushes himself to do it, it's building something within him. It's making that ruh brighter. And it's inculcating this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in him. And if he's neglecting it, continues sleeping at the time of Fajr, misses his Jamaat, then this is weakening that ruh. Allah forbid, that weak ruh will go in a different direction. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif regarding the previous nations, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, after they departed And then, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. That when the pious people, with the Anbiya alayhi salam departed, pious people left, after them came those who followed them, but what kind of people? Who weren't following their legacy properly. And among the things they did, أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ. Allah Ta'ala mentions two things here. أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهَوَاتِ. They discarded their salah, abandoned salah, and they followed their desires. All the haram desires. Now these two things are mentioned side by side. There's a lot of things probably happen, but these two things are mentioned, that they abandoned, discarded salah, they neglected their salah, and then they started following their haram desires. This is a link. It's a direct link. To the extent a person will neglect his salah, neglect salah with jama'ah, he'll start following his desires. To start off with, why did he neglect the salah? It was the desires that he followed. So then he'll start following it even more. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he addressed the people around him once, and he said to them that verily Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left Sunanul Huda. He has left his way to be followed. And among the Sunanul Huda, he thereafter said that in order to remain firm on that, then you should perform your salah حَيْثُ يُنَادَى بِهِن, where the azan is called out. And if the person is going to neglect this, وَلَوْ تَرَكْتُمْ وَلَوْ صَلَّيْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَسَاجِدَكُمْ, and you see you start performing your salah in your homes and you leave the masajid, the places where salah with jama'ah is taking place, لَتَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ, then you're going to leave away aside the path of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what he's talking about, he's saying if you leave performance, you're going to start making at home, not you making qaza. You're going to start making at home and feeling nothing about it too. And abandon the masjid. If not all the time, then for fajr, for some other times. And you continue in this way, what is going to be the case? لَتَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ. And then what he says further, وَلَوْ تَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ لَضَلَلْتُمْ. And if you're going to leave away the path of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're going to go astray. Now he's linking it up to not performing salah in the masjid. So now this, when this ruh will be nourished, first he'll have to push himself to make sure he's there. Then the ruh will push him. He'll never leave him. He'll never ever be able to neglect his salah. When that ruh has been strengthened to that point and the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala has come, then this will be his condition. Look in the lives of the pious. What was their constancy on salah? How they never ever neglected their salah. They never neglected their amal, their ibadat. What was this? What drove them? It was their muhabbat for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Right? In every era, from the Sahaba Ikram, in all the lives of the pious, one of the very pious personalities of the not very distant past, Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, the author of Bazlul Majhood, a commentary of Abu Dawud Sharif, the Hadith, Book of Hadith, in 8 volumes, voluminous volumes, very great muhaddith, very great alim and faqih. So his daughter got very ill. This is just to take a lesson. What this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala does? His daughter got very ill, extremely ill, and she was now, days were passing in this way. And then one night, it became very apparent, and she also started feeling that way, this is the last night, I'm not going to be around, I'm not going to survive this. So now, her father is such a great personality, such a great alim, such a great muhaddith. So now she requested, please, you should be by my side. And the time comes, seems like this is my last night in this dunya. So she is wishing that with the barakat of his presence, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for her. The time when that ruh has to leave, the presence of pious people around may become a means of easily reciting the kalima. So she requested this. So now he also was very attached to her, and now in this condition she is. So now he came and he remained there. But now as the time passed, it became the time of his tahajjud. The normal night, the time of the night when he would now be engaging in his tahajjud, that came up. So now he's there, other family members are around. So he now is conscious now that this is tahajjud time. At the same time, he wants to respect these last wishes of his daughter, and she is in this condition. And it was his habit, he used to recite 3 paras of the Quran Sharif in tahajjud. So in any case, he told everybody, please just continue being here. And he started his 2 rakats. But he made 2 short rakats. He made 2 short rakats, he recited a certain amount, and he came back. And she was still very ill, but still there. So he waited for a short while. Then he went back quickly and performed another 2 short rakats. And he came back. And he continued doing this back and forth. In that process, he completed his 3 paras. And as he came, and he then just sat there for a while, shortly thereafter, she breathed her last. Now, one is, people of dunya think they have great attachment for each other, but those who are, whose attachment and whose relationship and bond is based on the muhabbat that Allah Ta'ala puts in the hearts, which is coupled with taqwa. So who can understand that relationship and bond? So what extent of effect this would have had on him, only he can understand that. So in any case, that moment passed, that now, that initial emotion and so on, then he looked at the clock. His wife was also punctual on her tahajjud. So he said to her at that time, now, what has just happened? He says to her, look, there is just enough time for you to make your 2 rakats also. Now who can even think like that at that moment? Now we're not talking about the Fajr Salah, the Isha Salah, the Farais. That goes without saying in their lives. But what drives a person, even in that condition, to make his tahajjud, and then even remember to encourage somebody else to make the tahajjud? This is what the revolution that the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala creates in the life of a person. That he will then not be able to miss his farais, his wajibat, and then to indulge in any haram becomes an extremely, it's a far-fetched thing for him, but not impossible. And Allah forbid, if there's a slip somewhere by chance, then that remorse and regret that will be in him, and the extent to which he will wet the musalla in tawbah and istighfar, then our righteous deeds also won't be able to equate that. So when this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes, it transforms a person's heart. It makes this condition of his ibadat then. This will be the zeal for his ibadat. And if that's not the case, the person will be looking to cut corners everywhere. He'll be looking to cut corners in anything and everything. And just to appease himself, I did what I did. When a person is a musafir, so now one is a musafir, a person is on the journey, is on the road. So now he'll perform, it's zuhr time, he'll make his 2 rakats qasar and carry on. But now if a person is stationed somewhere, he's still a musafir, he's going to be there for 10 days, he's relaxed, he's got nothing, no engagements, he's going to be there for whatever his 10 days he's going to be there. So now for 10 days he's a musafir, and if he's not performing salah behind a local imam, then he's going to still make his qasar. But now in that condition, he's not going to say, well, I'm musafir now, so all the sunnahs, he's going to take advantage of those times. I got nothing else to do now. Now I'll make sunnahs, I'll make nafil also. What's going to make him do that? Muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. That will drive him. And otherwise, even when he's at home too, he'll be omitting the sunnate mu'akkada. Ghair mu'akkada? Say, well, that's ghair mu'akkada. Can't remember when last he made the 4 rakats of asr, before asr, 4 rakats before isha, sunnat ghair mu'akkada. The muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will drive the person, it will change his whole approach towards his amal. the enthusiasm, the zeal for his amal. The muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will change how he conducts himself in his mu'amalat, in his dealings. He will be very conscious not to ever do anything that will incur the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, and to deal with everybody correctly. Because if he crosses that line, Allah Ta'ala will be displeased. Never indulge in any kind of transaction that is not allowed in Shariat. If in the process sometimes he has to lose significant amounts, but he won't touch it. It will change his mu'asharat, how he interacts with people, what kind of life he lives at home, as a husband, as a father, as a person within his extended family, how he does all these things, that muhabbat of Allah will determine. That will drive him. How he treats his parents. That well-known incident about the three people who were traveling, and then they got in the storm, they took refuge in the cave. So the one person now, when they now decided the only way we're going to come out of this whole rock has come and blocked this entrance, the only thing that's going to help us is to present our deeds to Allah Ta'ala, which we did solely for him. So out of the three people, the one person, what he presented, "Ya Allah, I went to graze the animals and then came back very late, and then I brought my parents' share of the milk, that is their now nourishment, their meal for the night. But by that time, because I got delayed, they fell asleep. So then now I stood there waiting, any moment they might wake up, then I'll present their share of the milk to them." And whatever his tartib was, that everybody else must wait till his parents have been fed. And it happens sometimes, the person thinks, okay, it'll be just now, it'll be just now, it'll be just now. In that just now, the whole night came out. And the whole night he remained standing at their bedside waiting to feed them. And then he presented this deed to Allah Ta'ala. "Ya Allah, if this was done solely for your pleasure, then remove this musibah from us." And that moved that huge boulder a bit. But the lesson in this, what can make a person do that? What can drive a person to make that kind of sacrifice? What can make a person humble himself in that way? When the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala is deep down in the heart, then these things become first nature to the person. When the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala is in the heart, then his akhlaq, there's a revolution in his akhlaq, how he conducts himself, what kind of heart he has, how he emulates the beautiful akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what kind of forgiveness he has. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, once some people, out of some jealousy, whatever, he's such a great personality, they somehow cornered him somewhere and beat him up. And somehow it became known who these people are. So many people wanted to now go and finish them off. He immediately rode around the whole town, announcing, "I have forgiven them. So when I have forgiven them, nobody has the right to touch them. Because that is forgiven, it's over now. Nobody has the right to touch them." Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi used to be flogged because he didn't give in to the wrong demands of the rulers of the time. And it was a matter of aqidah and belief. So he used to be flogged. Much later, the person who, either it was the person who was flogging, who was instructed to flog, or the ruler of the time, much later, after all this had passed, he was then released. So he sought forgiveness. "This was a very big mistake, and please forgive me." So what was his response? He said, after the first lash used to fall, and he wasn't being lashed 5 times and 10 times. It should be dozens, hundreds of lashes at a time. He says, after the first lash used to fall, before the second lash could come, I had already forgiven the first one. And when the second lash would fall, before the third one came, I forgave the second one. Now these were also insan, but what made them do this? How could they behave in that way? What drives a person to have that kind of heart? So that heart comes like that to the extent of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. To what extent a person is connected to Allah Ta'ala. That is what changes his heart, changes his thinking, changes his behavior, changes his zeal for amal, changes his entire purpose in life. His purpose in life is then not just turning the numbers. Once one king, he asked his wazir, that's where this 99 chakkar, 99 came from. So he asked his wazir, that what's the problem? I'm the king. He's asking his now minister, I'm the king, and these so many people out there are my subjects. But they seem happier than me, what's the problem? They're quite relaxed, they're carefree, they don't have this kind of, you can't see them now under this constant anxiety and grief and whatever. I have all the whole dunya at my disposal, but I just got no peace. So how come? So he said, no, apply the 99 rule to them. The wazir, the minister is saying to him, apply the 99 rule to them and then you'll see the difference. He said, what does this 99 rule mean? He said, no, apply the 99 rule. You take 99 dirhams, 99 silver coins, and you put it in one container, and then you write on there, this is a gift to you, 100 dirhams. But you put 99 inside, and go leave it at the door of this person, and then stand aside and see the tamasha after that. So any case, he sent somebody, put that 99 dirhams in that box, in that container, and wrote on it, gift to you, 100 dirhams. So now this poor person opened the door the next morning or whenever, and he sees this container here, this box or whatever, and then he sees this note, gift to you, 100 dirhams, took it inside quickly, and immediately started counting now. Counted, 99. Now where's the 1 dirham? So now it was still probably late at night that he heard the sound, so he came and he took this box in. A whole household woke up. Where's that 1 dirham? So maybe that one fell somehow outside. Now this container is sealed, but somehow that must have fallen outside. So now everybody went around to look for it. Now half the night came out looking for it. Now they couldn't find it, so he became number one. His sleep was disrupted. He became grumpy. Now he's taking off with others around, why they can't find it. It's not there, but it became their fault. And now his night came out like that, so the next day he came now to the, he was an employee in the palace, so he came to work now, he's irritated with everybody, and so the wazir said, you saw the 99 rule applied. So now when the 99 came, his whole chakkar went in, how can it become, why, where's the one more? In that quest for that one more, he lost everything, lost his sleep, lost his peace, lost the good happiness that was around with everybody, and the good relationship with everyone. So now the same, what the lesson in this is, that fine, it was written the 100, but there's only 99, so why worry about the one? Just make shukr for the 99. There's 99 here, make shukr for this. Okay, you went outside for 5 minutes, you looked for it, you couldn't find it. Fine, you took the 5 minutes to look for it. But now make shukr for the 99. Why put your whole life in that one? But that becomes a quick, when the love of Allah Ta'ala is missing in the heart, then dunya becomes the purpose. Then what a person has, that he doesn't look at and forgets about that. And what he doesn't have, that is what his mind is fixed on all the time. What he has, he doesn't even make shukr upon it. And what he doesn't have, he's all the time dreaming about that and trying to make something or the other happen so that it comes. And in the process, his life is going, his days are gone, his nights are gone, his amal are gone, his connection with Allah Ta'ala is lost, and he's sometimes committing zulm upon people around him, his akhlaq is getting worse by the day, his amal are getting neglected. Why? Because of that one dirham. Like this example, that one dirham caused everything. Now what, that one dirham represents what we don't have. But now what we don't have, that becomes the focus of life. Whereas our focus of life, this is the necessity of life. Whatever efforts are to be made in a moderate way will carry on. The focus of life is the akhirat. To build our taluk with Allah Ta'ala. To connect ourselves with Him. This is what these Mubarak moments are, to make these decisions in our life. That we have our few moments of life left, Allah knows best how many. We need to now turn to Allah Ta'ala in sincere repentance, make a decision in our life that from now on we want to become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala, the true slaves of Allah Ta'ala. We want to make sure all our 5 daily salah are always on time with jama'ah. We will never neglect our salah, inshallah. Likewise, the rest of our amal. And the most crucial thing in all this, that this is a time to make the decision that now we have made tawbah from all the haram and we've turned our backs to it, that tawbah is what's going to take us forward. Tawbah and taqwa. That's the thing that we have to do very deeply, sincerely, earnest tawbah. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, all of you make tawbah so that you'll be successful. This is the need of the time. That we have to make tawbah, get everybody in our homes to make tawbah, everybody around us to make tawbah, and spread this message of tawbah to one and all. That sincere tawbah, tawbatan nasuh, which then turns a person's life around, that he abandons all the sin, abandons the means that he were bringing him into the sin. So this is the aspect that we have to take. This is the message of the time. This is the tawbah we have to make. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Allah ta'ala bless us with his muhabbat. That muhabbat which drives us to him, that drives us to those a'mal that will take us to him and will drive us far away from all the sin and vice. This is the decisions we have to make on these nights. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. دل میرا ہو جا ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ, مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نامہ سیاہ, تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ, اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائیں میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تبارک و تعالی علیہ وعلا آلہ واصحابہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اللہ اللہ جل جلالہ عم نوالہ, اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لك الحمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى اللهم لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم
اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور إله العالمين يا الله most merciful most gracious most kind most loving Allah إله العالمين يا الله يا الله يا الله we have turned again to you يا الله because we only have you يا الله إله العالمين يا الله يا الله we have no other door to go to يا الله يا الله who else forgives sins but you يا الله Only you are Ghaffar, Ya Allah. And only you love forgiving, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we are those sinners who need your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. 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 Ya Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. What we did in the light of day, Ya Allah, in the darkness of night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what we did blatantly and secretly, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, what we did deliberately and mistakenly, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, forgive us, Ya Allah. Make us like the day we were born, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said Ameen to the baddua of Jibreel, alayhi salam.
بعد من أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له. May that person be destroyed the month of Ramadan came, he didn't get forgiven. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah save us from this coming on us, Ya Allah. Allah, we can only be saved if you forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, you shower your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Allah, you shower your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Forgive our families, Ya Allah. Forgive our friends and relatives, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, shower your maghfirat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Allah, shower your maghfirat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah of Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. What he did for the ummah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, the sacrifices he made, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, his blood flowed for the ummah, Ya Allah. His Mubarak deed became shaheed, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he starved for the ummah, Ya Allah. He had to tie stone to his Mubarak belly, Ya Allah. He saw his Sahaba being made shaheed, Ya Allah. His family being persecuted, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all this he underwent, Ya Allah. So that today we could have been his loyal ummati, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what injustice we have done, Ya Allah. What ingratitude we have shown, Ya Allah. We abandoned his Mubarak way and took the way of his enemies, Ya Allah. We embraced the ways of the Yahud and Nasara. And we left aside his Mubarak Sunnah, Ya Allah. His way of dressing, Ya Allah. His way of life, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, how we'll face him on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, make us his true ummatis, Ya Allah. Make us his true ummatis, Ya Allah. And forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. This will please the Mubarak heart of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. With the wasila of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we begging our forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Make us your true ushaq, Ya Allah. Make us your true lovers, Ya Allah. Infuse your muhabbat in our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, infuse it in every fiber of our bodies, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our tongue speak with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Our eyes see what you are pleased with, Ya Allah. Our ears listen to what you are pleased with, Ya Allah. Our feet only walk in the direction you are happy with, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, our hands touch nothing but what you are pleased with, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, let our hearts be engrossed in your muhabbat, Ya Allah, in your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, remove all the evils from our hearts, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts out of the pride, Ya Allah, the malice, Ya Allah, the jealousy, Ya Allah, the love of dunya, Ya Allah, the love of the ego, Ya Allah, all the haram lust, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all the evil desires, Ya Allah, that take us all to the haram, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the love of his Mubarak way of life, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the a'mal of deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the efforts of deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Accept our progenies till qiyamah, Ya Allah. With ikhlas, with afiyat, with qabooliyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, make deen the most dear thing in our lives, Ya Allah. The most beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, you grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, of upholding every aspect of deen in our lives, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Give us the zeal, Ya Allah. The zeal of ibadat, Ya Allah. Make salah the sweetness of our lives, Ya Allah. Make it the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Grant us the sweetness of tilawat, Ya Allah. The ecstasy of zikr, Ya Allah. The sweetness of talking to you in dua, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us a tawfiq of doing all that which pleases you, Ya Allah. Save us from everything that displeases you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Whatever amal we've done, Ya Allah, it's so weak, Ya Allah, so feeble, Ya Allah, so broken, Ya Allah. Nothing is worthy of presenting to you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, only out of your grace and mercy, Ya Allah. Accept it all, Ya Allah. Accept it, Ya Allah. Accept it, Ya Allah. Make it a means of our najat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all the time that we have wasted, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us for that, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, whatever little time is left of this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, enable us to treasure it, Ya Allah. Enable us to use it correctly, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. In this last moments that are left, Ya Allah, Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Allah, the month of Ramadan will leave us, Ya Allah. But if you are ours, Ya Allah, then we have everything, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, if we don't have you, Ya Allah, Allah, we are at a complete loss, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from all the fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Save us from all the fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from the fitna of the phone, Ya Allah. Save us from the fitna of the phone, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen is causing havoc in our lives, Ya Allah. It's only bringing misery, Ya Allah. All the traps of shaitan, Ya Allah. Allah, by being the friends of shaitan, we have not seen anything but misery, Ya Allah. Allah, it only brought disaster in our lives, Ya Allah. Take us out of this friendship of shaitan, Ya Allah. Allah, bring us into your friendship, Ya Allah. Make us your friends, Ya Allah. Make us those awliya, Ya Allah. Regarding him who you have declared in your Quran Sharif, Allah, inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Allah, make us those awliya who you declared, alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Ya, those with taqwa, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Allah, you made the month of Ramadan for taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you now grant us the taqwa, Ya Allah. You bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Bless us with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Bless us with khashiyat, Ya Allah. Bless us with inabat, Ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Grant us taqwa, Ya Allah. Grant us tawakkul, Ya Allah. Grant us generosity, Ya Allah. Grant us compassion and kindness, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us the zeal to make the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. To stand up for deen, Ya Allah. To defend your deen, Ya Allah. To protect your deen, Ya Allah. You alone are the protector of your deen, Ya Allah. Allah, you use us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all the schemes of batil, Ya Allah, that are out there to try and harm Islam and the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make their schemes fail, Ya Allah. Turn their schemes and plots against them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you protect your deen, Ya Allah. Only you will safeguard your deen, Ya Allah. You protect us as well, Ya Allah. Protect all the masajid and madaris and makatib, Ya Allah. Protect the khanqas, Ya Allah. Protect the birth of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah. All the organizations of deen working in the path of haq, Ya Allah. Accept one and all, Ya Allah. Make the khidmat a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all throughout the world, Ya Allah. All the institutions of deen, Ya Allah. You protect them, Ya Allah. Make the schemes of batil fail, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Throughout the world, Ya Allah. Wherever the Muslims are in any pain and suffering, Ya Allah. Out of your grace and mercy, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant each one afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove their hardships, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are without food, give them food to eat, Ya Allah. Those who are without shelter, give them shelters, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in desperate circumstances, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove their difficulty, Ya Allah. Grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Those who are suffering oppression, Ya Allah. Remove the oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant the zalimeen hidayat, Ya Allah. Hold back the hands of the zalimeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not decreed for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, break those hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bring your azab on them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you suffice for them, Ya Allah. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'ta. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'ta. Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'ta. Allah, you show your special grace on the people of Palestine, Ya Allah. On the people of Gaza, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, you show your special rahmat on them, Ya Allah. Your hifazat on them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You protect them, Ya Allah. Strengthen them against their enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you strengthen the mujahideen, Ya Allah. You grant them victory, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we submit to your decree, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we submit entirely to your decree, Ya Allah. We are very weak, Ya Allah. We beg for your afiyat, Ya Allah. We beg for your afiyat for ourselves, Ya Allah. For the ummah, Ya Allah. For the people of Palestine, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, show your afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us to ask from you, Ya Allah. You allowed us to raise your hands, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept this plea, Ya Allah. Accept this plea, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, accept their shuhada. Ya Allah, accept their shuhada, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, with the barakat of the blood of the martyrs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you spread hidayat in that entire place, Ya Allah, and the entire world, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are in any pain and suffering, Ya Allah, grant them afiyat, Ya Allah, and all those who are sick, Ya Allah, give them shifa kamila, ajila, mustamirra, daima.
Allah, those who are ill in hospitals, Ya Allah, you give them complete shifa and afiyat, Ya Allah. Bring them back to their homes with salamati and sihat and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, those in any kind of difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah. Those who are in financial difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them barakat, Ya Allah. Remove their difficulties, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant abundant halal and tayyib rizq, Ya Allah. Filled with barakat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are suffering anxiety, worry, grief, depression, Ilahul Alameen, out of your grace and mercy, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant itminan and sukoon to the hearts, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the reality of your zikr, Ya Allah. And bless us with the itminan to your zikr, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the amal that were done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it a means of our hidayat, Ya Allah. Make it a means of gaining your closeness, Ya Allah. Make it a means of gaining your nisbat, Ya Allah. Make it a means of gaining the sifat of ihsan, Ya Allah. Nothing is worthy of presenting to you, Ya Allah. Out of your grace, you grant it to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, out of your grace, you grant it to us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, who in any kind of need, Ya Allah, you fulfill their needs, Ya Allah. You remove their difficulties, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Those who are of marriageable age, Ya Allah, and are looking for spouses, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you grant them good spouses, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, those who are married, Ya Allah, you grant barakat in their marriages, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, unite the hearts of the spouses, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, make every home a garden of Jannat, Ya Allah. Make every home a garden of Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring Salah alive in every home, Ya Allah. Let tilawat of the Quran Sharif be alive in every home, Ya Allah. Let zikr, ta'aleem and dua be alive in every home, Ya Allah. Let the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be alive in every home, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, through all these amal, Ya Allah, fill every home with barakat, Ya Allah. Fill every home with happiness and peace, Ya Allah. Fill every home with itminan, Ya Allah. With sukoon and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the words we speak, Ya Allah, give us the reality, Ya Allah. Give us the reality, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's only salvation in coming back to you, Ya Allah. In only attaching ourselves to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of this, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of this, Ya Allah. There's only safety in taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality, Ya Allah. There's only peace in your muhabbat, Ya Allah. There's only sweetness in your lust and your zikr, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, give us all this reality, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from the deception of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, all those who have passed away in our families, throughout the ummah, Ya Allah, you make their complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Raise their stages in the akhirat, Ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our parents who have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make their complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Rabbi rahmuhuma kama rabbayana sighara. Rabbi rahmuhuma kama rabbayana sighara. Rabbi rahmuhuma kama rabbayana sighara. Ilahul Alameen, make their complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Fill their qabrs with noor, Ya Allah. Make their qabrs gardens of Jannah for them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant them Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Bless them with a special place in Aala Iliyin, Ya Allah. Allah, those of our parents who are alive, Ya Allah, give barakat in their life, barakat in their health. Ya Allah, enable us to earn Jannah through service to them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, all those who are don't have children, Ya Allah, bless them with pious children, Ya Allah. Allah, those who have children, Ya Allah, make the children obedient to the parents, Ya Allah. Make the children the coolness of the eyes of the parents, Ya Allah. Make the parents compassionate and kind to the children, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make every home a garden of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak time, Ya Allah. Allah, all that you allowed us to ask you, Ya Allah. This was all your tawfiq, Ya Allah. Without your tawfiq, we can't do anything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it also, Ya Allah. Accept it also, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all those who asked us to make dua for them, all who have raised their hands to this dua, Ilahul Alameen, you know the cry of each one's heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know what is the worry in each person's heart, Ya Allah. What is the need each one is requiring, Ya Allah. Fulfill each one's jaiz needs, Ya Allah. Pious aspirations granted, Ya Allah. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Remove each one's sorrow, grief and anxieties and depressions, etc., Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Grant the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Grant barakat in every aspect, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Our greatest need is to become yours, Ya Allah. You make us yours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make us a true ummatis of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Allahumma hadina wa hadibina wa ja'alna sababan liman hitada. Allahumma hadinna sa jami'a. Allahumma hadinna sa jami'a. Allahumma hadinna sa jami'a. Allahumma ja'alna hudatan muhtadin. غير ضالين ولا مضلين إلى أهل العالمين يا الله يا الله in this مبارك moment يا الله so many people have raised their hands this دعاء إلى أهل العالمين يا الله يا elderly among us يا الله يا معصوم children يا الله يا الله يا علماء كرام يا الله يا حفاظ كرام يا الله يا صلحاء يا الله يا الله somebody is Amin is beloved to you يا الله إلى أهل العالمين يا الله with the barakat of that Amin accept our duas يا الله Ya Allah, accept our du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the masoom children among us, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. Accept our du'as, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, don't send us empty-handed, Ya Allah. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin. Allahumma la taruddana khasirin. Ya Raja'al Mu'mineen, la taqta' raja'ana. Ya Raja'al Mu'mineen, la taqta' raja'ana. Ya Allah, you have declared in your Quran Sharif, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ Don't chase the beggar away. Ya Allah, we are begging at your door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, surely you won't chase us away, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You've showered so much of grace upon us, Ya Allah. You brought us into your house, Ya Allah. You allowed us to be in your house despite our filth and dirt, Ya Allah. Despite the filthy hearts we've come with, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you tolerated us in your house, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, you cleanse our hearts out of us, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we don't come into your house for purifying ourselves, where are we going to go, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we only have your house, Ya Allah. And only your door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us to come, Ya Allah. You tolerated us to be here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you purify us also, Ya Allah. Cleanse us completely, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. You make their complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Give them the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Put in their hearts to forgive us, Ya Allah. All who have made ihsan upon us, Ya Allah. You reward them with the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Give them the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all who have made our khidmat in this i'tikaf, Ya Allah. Accept one and all, Ya Allah. Accept one and all, Ya Allah. Grant them the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Grant them barakat in their lives, health, wealth, families, Ya Allah, in their progenies, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you reward them according to your shan, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, we cannot reward anybody with anything, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, only you can reward, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, all that we have asked for, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant it, Ya Allah, what we should have been asking for, Ya Allah, bless us with that as well, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا تقبل منا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.